news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, A Vegetarian Diet.
The reading is from the prophet Daniel. The king of Babylon laid siege to Jerusalem. The king told his chief chamberlain to bring in some of the children of Israel of the nobility, young men without defect, handsome, intelligent, and wise, quick to learn and prudent in judgment. They were to be taught the language and literature of the Chaldeans. After 3 years, they were to enter the king's service. Among these were men of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daniel was resolved not to defile himself with the king's food or wine, so he begged the chief chamberlain to spare him this defilement. The chamberlain said, "I am afraid of my lord the king. If he sees that you look wretched by comparison with the other young men of your age, you will endanger my life with the king." Daniel said, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us vegetable to eat and water to drink. Then see how we look in comparison." After 10 days, they looked healthier and better fed than any of the others. To these young men, God gave knowledge, proficient in all literature and science, and so they entered the king's service. In any question of wisdom or prudence which the king put to them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his kingdom. The word of the Lord. The detail in the book of Daniel is quite extraordinary. I suspect Daniel himself would be embarrassed by it. It is a florid style of story about events during the Babylonian exile of the Hebrew kingdom. The king wants to see Israelite young men. They were to be, quote, young men without defect, handsome, intelligent, and wise, quick to learn and prudent in judgment, end of quote. Wow. Very few humans in history have had all those qualities, and very few young men or women would qualify. But then, as now, grace was building on nature long before Thomas Aquinas gave us that brilliant insight. So these four fellows were put through an intense boot camp to learn Chaldean language and literature. Having been raised in Jewish dietary laws, Daniel and his friends were in a bind to eat food offered as sacrifice to false gods. So Daniel asked the chamberlain to give them a vegetarian diet. The chamberlain was very fearful that they would look undernourished, but after a 10-day veggie diet, they looked even more terrific. They were 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in the kingdom. That must have generated some hate-filled enemies. How many times have we heard someone say, "I'm 10 times better than John or Joan"? Well, I was smart as a young man, but I was not handsome, nor intelligent, nor wise, nor very prudent. If I complained about food, I was quickly told to eat what was put on the table. I ate all kinds of meats. I ate mostly vegetables, reluctantly. I relished all dairy products, especially butter, and loved any kind of bread product, especially with peanut butter. With all that, I've had 80 years, most of which have been quite happy. I have grown a bit more wise and more prudent, and I acknowledge all that is the work of the Holy Spirit. I've tried to incorporate the dictum of Thomas Aquinas concerning taste. There should be no argument. So, be a vegetarian. Follow a diet. Don't eat what you don't like, but don't be a terrorist regarding your lifestyle. Be real. Be kind. Be affirmative.
Oh.